96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Men and domestic violence, that phrase conjures up images of men as the perpetrators of physical or emotional abuse. But that isn't always the case. There are times when men are the victims. Well, if you're a man and it happens to you, how should you deal with it? Well, we're discussing that tonight ahead of the 5th annual Men Hurt Too panel discussion that's coming up this Friday. We're going to tell you more about that in a bit. But first, I want to talk to my guests. Queen Alfie Gaston, she is founder of Domestic Violence Wears Many Tags. Also joining me, Clarence Miles. He's a victim of domestic violence. He's also the founder of Uniting Our Youth. If you want to talk about men and domestic violence, men as victims of domestic violence, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or on Daily Drum WHUR. Clarence, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. How you doing?
I'm good. And Queen, thank you for coming in again. It's always good to see you.
Thank you. Same here.
Let's, Clarence, talk to me about your story first. You know, this is the first time I'm meeting you. You're bigger than me.
And haven't always been like that.
Well, you know that. Yeah, that
down through the years.
Yeah, that weight loss is another show.
Yeah,
but you're a big burly guy. You know, got some muscles, got some weight to you. How is it that you were a victim of domestic violence? Some people would look at you and raise an eyebrow at that.
Well, you know, the mental part of my domestic violence came from mental, you know, being in a relationship with older women, being in a relationship with women's period, you know, just abusing them just as well as they're abusing me, you know, thinking that I'm in love, thinking that it have to be this way. I have to kind of perform what they need for me to perform too, but not giving them all that I need from them, but taking a lot from them at the same time.
What do you mean by that? Explain that, please.
What it means that if it wasn't my way, then it wasn't no way. Mm-hmm. It have to be my way, not their way. And a lot of times when I was doing a lot of things to them, I wasn't even aware of it until they was bringing it to my attention how I was mentally abusing them. And with me being mentally abusing them at the same token, the result was that I took a lot from the table. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't able to be the man that I needed to be during that time because I thought that I was the man. And at the end, I was really acting like a child, being a very abusive because I couldn't have what I wanted the way I wanted.
Well, let me be clear because you're saying that, are you saying that you were emotionally abusing them or they were emotionally abusing you?
Well, in different relationships I was in, abuser, just where I've been abused in different relationships. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm saying is that a lot of times I want to think that I'm not the abuser. And the same token, I'm in a relationship where the woman is abusing me at the same time. Because like I said at the beginning, I was dealing with older women.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my parents was telling me, look, this woman's old enough to be your mother. Or people said that's old enough to be your mother, and she's raping you, and she's doing this, and she's doing that. Only thing I wanted was the comfort of a woman, an older woman, for me to build my self-esteem, to think that I was really very mature during the time, 16 to 17 years old,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And she was 18 years older than me.
Queen, talk to me about women as abusers of men. You have a history well documented. You've mentioned it on this program several times. How is it that women can be abusers of men emotionally or even physically?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that is my story where I was the abuser of men. It started out, you know, kind of where I was the victim at first, getting abused and things of that sort. And then it's when my best friend died, it kind of shifted me where I said, I would never let a man put his hands on me. So I became the person that implemented physical abuse or implemented, of course, emotional and verbal abuse. I got so good at it that physically I didn't even have to touch the man anymore. It was a verbal and an emotional control that I gathered from men, dictating who, what, when, and where, and how. You know, putting laws on how long you could talk to your mother or how long you could be around your friends and your family, demanding that control, you know, and that intimidation. And again, it got so good that I didn't even have to hit my victim.
How, in your opinion, would a man, or why would a man allow a woman to control him mm-hmm. like this to keep him from going to see his friends or talking mm-hmm. to his friends on the phone for a certain amount of time? What is it that prevents him from just getting up and walking away?
Sure.
Does he see that this kind of, in this case, emotional abuse is happening?
I could be identical to his mother.
What do you mean by that?
Where his mother was his abuser.
Oh.
And I fit that same description. You know, so he's familiar with me, you know, emotionally controlling him and telling him what he can and can't do, or verbally controlling him and not allowing him to talk to anyone, or demeaning him, you know, putting him down. You're dumb. You're stupid. This can start at home for a man.
But so you're suggesting that the men have already been victims of
Absolutely,
abuse
some.
Before they enter into a relationship.
Absolutely.
As can often be the case with women who may have grown up seeing
yep.
it, being the victims,
yep.
and then they grow into it as well.
Very true. Very true.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about men as victims of domestic violence and abuse. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call. Let me go to Craig. Craig calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Craig. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to what the caller had to say. Not sorry, the caller, but the
my guest. Mm-hmm.
The guest had to say. And one of the aspects of this whole abuse thing is very subtle when you talk about how women are in a position to abuse men. That abuse comes in really subtle forms like psychological abuse, emotional, verbal abuse, and men are socialized to sort of just deal with that. And then it tends to escalate to the point where physical abuse comes into play. And again, with the socialization of men to that kind of abuse, very rarely will it go reported because it may go against what societally men are supposed to take. So that's my comment, my take on it.
Craig, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And with that said, on Friday, there is going to be the 5th annual Men Hurt Too panel discussion. It's going to be at the Ridge Road Community Center in Southeast D.C. That is, what's the address for that event, Queen?
830.
There we go. 830 Ridge Road, Southeast Washington. Tell me about this event. This is the 5th year now. What's going to happen there?
This is the 5th year. I'm so excited about that because we have broke ground on this conversation in Washington, D.C. at the DMV. They was not talking about this conversation with men until Domestic Violence Wears Many Tags organization got our panel together, you know, started speaking to the brothers about their aspect of it, because of course I was an abuser of men. So they are very important in this conversation. And, you know, as time go on, I noticed that it's happening to young boys. Young boys are victims of domestic violence due to their household, to their moms, to their dads, grandparents, you know. And yes, it may be some financial situations there, but still the verbal and the emotional aspect and physical aspect is there. So this year is our 5th year that we're bringing our men to the table to have this conversation and breaking those stigmas, just like Craig was saying, breaking those stigmas that men face as it pertains to domestic violence. One is suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men don't cry. Boy, you a man. Who tell that child you a man at 2?
Come on.
You a baby at 2 years old. You not a man.
Mm-hmm.
So we looking forward to coming back the 5th year. Last year I lost my daughter. to domestic violence. So this is going to be another pumped up year for her, you know, Smile for Smiley Love Movement. And then we've added the Brokenness to Boldness Monologues, which is going to display real victims and real abusers' stories of domestic violence.
I'm joined also now by Marquette Brown. He's a youth advocate and also a victim of domestic violence. Marquette, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. As I said, you know, to Clarence, you are taller than me. you've got a muscle or two. And so, again, what's your story as it relates to the abuse that you suffered? What happened?
Okay, so initially, I was put in foster care at 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So due to, you know, the circumstance around that was more like child neglect, you know, but the circumstances around that had landed my body with physical scars that I would have for the rest of my life to show that level of neglect. So at 18 months, I really could not receive that. I was just blessed to have a good foster home. But what happened was it was more of that mental abuse of, you know, once I did get a chance to get back with my family or get back into that connection, there were more just the levels of mental abuse that children go through in domestic perspectives, just in the household. And that's what we talk about for myself. From my viewpoint was growing up more as an independent adolescent, really didn't have a lot of peers. I had one younger sister, and I had to take my levels of interaction with my peers and programs and schools that was founded through the foster care system. My foster parenting was just level to always have me engaged in programs. So that was where my level of domestic interaction came from. And it was more from the community. It was more from peers in my community. You know, certain points in my home, when things really got to an unhealthy state, my mom's neutral point was just to go outside. You know, just to be isolated. Just put yourself in any environment. And I was accustomed to going to more recreational programs and more school-oriented environments. And that's what kind of sheltered me as a youth. But that's not what a lot of our youth would go through. So at one point, it was my neighbor who actually had been assaulted at about roughly 4 years old, but by a male. And this young gentleman actually spent the night in my house.
I see.
And at about, you know, 1 a.m. in the morning, we were all woken up in our home by screams. This young gentleman was tormented because he was sexually abused at a young age. So now in our home, when he had to come and spend the night, my whole household had to understand that this young Duke child would have nightmares in his night that would cause him to scream and make our whole household. So we all had to be affected by his domestic interaction. And it had to be not a male and female, but actually a male on male in that instance.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, we're talking about men as victims of domestic violence. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Joe calling from Upper Marlboro. Joe, please stay on the line. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. And if you have a comment or question about men as victims of domestic violence, lines are still open. We will take as many phone calls as we can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Don't forget the 5th annual Men Hurt Too panel discussion, Friday, June 16th, Ridge Road Community Center. What time?
Doors open 6 p.m.
Oh, at 6 o'clock. Okay. Stay with us.
PM.
The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment.